Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning and good day to everyone again. This is Jane and Billy with the Zora Coil. And today we have a couple of very special guests. The first person that will be speaking with us will be Dr. Russell Johnson. And we all know this brilliant doctor who has been on our shows. He's talked about the aliens and abductions, has had, you know, a couple of guests on the call besides Zora. So we just absolutely find Russell to be very informative. He's done so much investigation. He's done so much work in the broadcasting business, you know, for so many years. And he's very delightful and humorous. And we just love having him on our calls. And then he's going to be bringing in a very special guest for this call today. Now, before we begin on our call today, which is kind of a different type of a call, which is usual for Dr. Russell Johnson for us, we wanted to be able to mention yesterday on our call something about healing, and that has to do with the headbands. Our lovely Christine Light has wanted to let everyone know that we have a very special, she has a very special offer for the holidays, and that is that you can go ahead and purchase these headbands for only $149. And that is really an incredible price, and just because of what it can do to help to raise your consciousness as well as your vibrations. And you can do that by going to her website, which is helping@gmail.com. Again, I think I was giving her, I'm confused this morning. Anyway, so the website is helping2rise.com. And her email is helping2rise@gmail.com. helping2rise@gmail.com. So go ahead, get in, and get your very special headband yourself. So many of you have been asking about it. And it actually will help you, especially in these times, to raise your vibration and your consciousness. All right. So with that, I would like now to get started on our Zora call with Dr. Russell Johnson and his very special guest today. Dr. Russell? Let me, first of all, I got to get them both in. I know that they're listening. So I'm going to go ahead and bring, here we go. Dr. Russell Johnson?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, yes, here we are. Okay, I just did a short introduction in terms of what our show is going to be and a little bit about you. So I'll go ahead and let you take over.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being on. George, can you hear me? George Hoagland.
I can hear you fine, Russell.
Dr. Okay, Russell. Great. Listen, that's a good deal for $149 on that hip band, because not only it will help you to get ready for ascension, but for those individuals who are still being abducted, it will help you to cease that activity, according to Billy. It will stop any abductions that you don't want to happen. So,
indeed.
What can I say? They usually abduct me 4 or 5 times a week for whatever purpose. But anyway, so Jane, really appreciate being on the call and being able to bring Joyce with me. Listen, I would like to come back at some other time to talk about some of the things that I've discovered since the last time we were on, in terms of Hollow Earth and looking at the Antarctica and all those other issues of crop circles and the, you know, the what's happening now that we have a new president in office and why he's there and what the turnout should be. But we won't go there today, except to say that, as I talk to my coach from time to time, he's telling me that it's no more than a couple of years before we're going to have a downturn in the economy. And I think all the big boys on Wall Street know that. And that's why the stock market is at 24,000. Remember, George Green said it should be at 4,000 rather than 24,000. So we might as well get ready for that. And getting ready for that, we need to talk about the Bitcoin. Most people don't know how to get it. They think it's overpriced. I mean, they think they can't get it because now it's, what, $18,000 a coin, when only back in 2009, when Satoshi Nakamoto put it all together, it was 2 cents a coin. So we should have gotten that 2 cents or 5 cents or 10 cents or a dollar coin, but now it's $18,000 a coin. But we have a new system that's in place that will help those people who have missed that. Yes, certainly you've missed that. Most people don't have $18,000 to get a coin. But
excuse
it's
me.
Not lost.
Dr. Russell?
Because George is – can you hear me?
Yeah, we can,
hear
you. But I think, yes, the problem, I think, well, for some people, they don't even know what that is.
Okay, yeah, absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
Some people
no question about
heard
that.
Of it, but,
I'm with
so
you.
So what
the,
is
the
it?
The people who – okay,
yes.
Absolutely. No question about that. It's called Bitcoin. And most people, if you turn on the radio tomorrow and if you to the news, you'll see the big boys on Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, the whole government. You see Warren Buffett, Bill Gates. You know all these names. Richard Branson. All of these people are putting millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars into what's called the Bitcoin. And I got a guy on the George is with us now, and he's heading this up to explain to us what's happening and what's going to happen with the fiat coin, with the fiat money, if you will, the dollar bill that we have and people are using all around the world. That's going to be soon disappearing. It's a whole new
right.
movement coming, and people need to know that something is coming. The big boys all know what it is. And George, I want to bring you on because most people who are listening to this call don't understand Bitcoin, don't understand the cryptocurrency movement. There are a lot of books out there. Could you begin to bring us up to speed what's coming,
sure.
What's going to be a surprise to a lot of little people who have never delved into this and don't even understand what we're talking about at this point? Could you help us, George?
Sure. Absolutely. Hey, Jane, how are you? Thanks for having me on, Dr. Russell. Johnson. So here's
yes.
the bottom line on all this is something that anybody can research on their own, either Google it or go to YouTube. But what they're going to find is this cryptocurrency, this whole arena wasn't even here 8 years ago. It started in 2009. And this is the first what I call people's currency. That it's an invention. Like most inventions in terms of technology, whether it be the cell phone, whether it be the internet, whether it be a car or jet plane. Technology moves us forward. It makes things more convenient, easier, and faster. So this was a people's currency. And some people call it, Jane, the gold on the internet or what we call internet money, like gold. But it's the new age gold. And that is it's fast, it's efficient, it's on the internet. And here's the most important thing. It's independent of all governments. It's independent of all financial institutions. It has its own value, and that value is created by you and I. So why was it created? It was created, Jane, so that you and I could exchange goods and services without a third party, that is a bank or government-sponsored or government-created currency. It's independent of all that, so we can trade back and forth. We have a currency that's digital. I could send it to you right now, Jane, by the flip of a finger on my smartphone, and you would receive that money, and you could trade that money for products and services. You could trade it for yen, euros, dollars, any currency worldwide, but it has its own value. And that value is created by people like you and I that want to use this rather than use governmental fiat money like dollars and yens and euros. And it's in a brainchild of an individual back, as he said, in 2009. It was trading. Now, in order to trade something, Jane, think about this. When stock, you got to have stock exchange. For dollars, you usually have to have bank systems. Well, they created a whole system online called the blockchain. And that's the mechanism by which we can send through the internet this money. So I could be right next to you, Jane. I could have my smartphone, and we could transfer money just by – you would just put your phone next to mine, and bam, I'm sending money to you. So in a nutshell, cryptocurrency is a real currency, only it's on the internet. It is fast. It is easy. It has its own value, and we send it peer-to-peer, person-to-person, business-to-business, without the banks, without the governments, without any other third party. And that's what makes it so popular, Jane. Think about this.
Are you still there, Jane?
Yeah.
Think about this. Yes, I wanted to know how long it's been going on.
Mm-hmm. It started in 2009, so that's 8 years it's been going on. So they created something like the stock exchange, and these exchanges, like Coinbase and Mycelium and others, actually are able, you send money either through your bank account to them or from other means, send it in, and then they convert it into Bitcoin. Once you have Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency, you can send it peer-to-peer all over the world. So first they had to create an exchange like the stock exchange where we can actually exchange our money, any types of money, for cryptocurrency. Once it's there, we can send it all around the world instantly. Once that was set up, Jane, then you had people trading it. So it's a completely open market trading. So you'll see it go up in value. Now, I want you to think about this, Jane. It started in 2009 for one penny. That value today is over 15,000. Do you know what kind of increase that is in the price of something? That's over 1 million times increase. Now, everybody, the reason you want to have it, Jane, is like having gold. This will be a currency no matter what happens to the dollar, the yen, the euro, the peso. Doesn't matter what happens, this will have its own value, just like gold had its own value. The problem with gold is it's hard. You got to carry it around. It's not easy to transfer, and you can steal it. Cryptocurrency, you can't steal it unless you give somebody access to your bank account called a cryptocurrency account. Other than that, you are in charge of it. Nobody can steal it from you, can't take it from your home. It's not a physical possession. It's crypto, that is, it's on the internet. So it's one of the most safest currencies you could ever have. And whatever happens to the money of the world, this will keep its own value. In fact, it may well be the only thing that keeps its value outside of gold, diamonds, rubies, and what we used to have as currency.
Any questions on that, Jane? Because right now, if you Google, just have your people Google, a little homework now, no big deal, but we want people to really understand what's coming. And if you Google Bill Gates and what he says about cryptocurrency, if you Google Richard Branson, who's a multi-billionaire, or Warren Buffett,
right,
they all over the internet talking about what's coming. And they personally, many of them investing $50, $100, $200 million into this deal called cryptocurrency. Even the country like Venezuela, the president of Venezuela just a couple of days ago says he's not going to take American dollars anymore. He wants to deal only in cryptocurrency. China's talking about that. And if you go to Goldman Sachs, there's going to be a big to-do Monday morning with Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and major banks and financial institutions. All of them will soon say, we want a deal in cryptocurrency. People buying cars, Amazon, many of 300 other companies around the world are now taking cryptocurrency as an exchange for goods and services. It's all coming,
Okay. Except
that most people didn't know it was coming, Jane. Any questions on that?
Okay. Well, yeah. So, all right. So let's say I have some cryptocurrency and I want to go to Amazon and purchase something. Can I do that?
All day
yes, you
long.
Can.
All day long.
All day long.
If you want to go buy
not only
a Bentley or a Cadillac, an automobile, they're beginning a Porsche. Those companies are now taking cryptocurrencies for the price that you see on the sticker on a car.
You want
it's
me to tell
all
you how
be a big
widespread this is?
Go on a stock exchange starting next week and do buy gold, buy silver with what you call cryptocurrency.
Okay, so if I go to the stock exchange, I'm going to see Bitcoin there.
Yes, they will take Bitcoin for the goods and services of the exchange of whatever goods and services that you buy. Yes.
Okay.
But
it's
we need people.
All right.
So, Jane.
It's not there
ahead,
quite yet,
but,
Jane. It's going to come on the Nasdaq next year, but the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is going to take futures. But the point is that when technology comes on, Jane, like the internet in 1994, most people didn't know about the internet. It took 6 to 10 years for people to really get integrated with it, for the videos to come on, to become useful. This cryptocurrency is a technology, so it takes time for the world to get used to it, to get into it. But if you just Google, for example, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, ATM near me, you're going to see a lot of times in the city 10 to 20 ATMs. Now, each ATM requires at least $200,000 to $300,000 investment. Why would anybody invest that much money into an infrastructure? Do you know that McDonald's, now this is McDonald's, is going to start taking Bitcoin at the end of next year. That's Bitcoin for a hamburger. That tells you where the society is going. So if you have Bitcoin, you're looking at something that's going to be integrated throughout the whole society around the world over the next 2 to 3 years. And everybody's going to hear about it. Right now, 96% of the population doesn't even know this is going on. And somebody told me once, a mentor, if you want to make a lot of money, you want to get in early. Find out about something people don't know about it, monetize it, and then tell them about it. This is a movement that everybody on that's in our movement does not want to miss. Now, I'm not saying sell everything and buy Bitcoin. What I'm telling you is you should spend some time and somehow figure out how to acquire some Bitcoin. It started at a penny. I wish I would have bought it then. It was at $500, $1,000. Just last year, $500 to $700. Now it's trading for over $15,000. Jane, it's projected. Same people are projecting Bitcoin to go to $500 to $1 million per coin. Go ahead, Jane.
Okay, so what is the – first of all, I think for the majority of us, that sounds like it's pretty expensive. And then secondly, what is the risk? I mean, we kind of know that even when you invest in stocks, you have to be very careful what you're purchasing because it goes up and it goes down. So those two questions.
Okay,
that's a great question.
Very good question. I'll let George answer them, except that I want to say this first. Listen. When the Internet started some few years ago, most people didn't even understand the Internet. What is the Internet? What is that crazy thing?
That's true.
Look, and only a few years ago, when Bill Gates says, maybe a few years ago, he says, I got this, I'm going to take this mainframe computer that takes up 17,000 square feet of space, and I'm going to put it on the desktop of every office in the world, every home. People say, even IBM turned him down. Say, you nutcase, that's not going to work. Now, everybody has a PC computer. But I'm just saying, you got to begin to think about doing some homework. And let me say this, because the expert is on the line, and I'm just catching up. There's a book called, listen, you got to do homework. It's called Bitcoin, The Future of Money, and it's by Dominic Frisby. That's an excellent book to get. And if you don't want to read the book, go to Amazon.com and get the audio piece of it and listen to that. It's about 7 or 8 hours more. But it will tell you from the beginning of what Satoshi Nakamoto did before he really launched it in January of 2009, when it was just launched 50 Bitcoin. It was a penny, less than a penny a piece. And one guy took 10,000 Bitcoins and bought a pizza with. Now, he made a mistake, but that's in hindsight. Would have, could have. He didn't know it was going to end that one. That one coin he bought for a penny would end up being worth $15,000. Another book I would recommend: Bitcoin for Dummies.
Russell, could you repeat the first book again?
Okay, it's called Bitcoin: The Future of Money by Dominic Frisby. Again, that's Bitcoin, The Future of Money by Dominic Frisby, F-R-I-S-B-Y. And you can go on Amazon and get it right now.
Okay.
And then the people who say, I don't want to read too much, get the audio edition of it, put it on your iPhone, and listen to what he says about what's coming and how it started and where it's going. Some people, like George has said, you think it's $15,000 a coin? Some people are saying right now, because of supply and demand, when people wake up, it's going to be worth $100,000 a coin. Some saying $500,000 a coin. Somebody else just said the other day it's going to be worth $1 million a coin. So you better kind of pay attention to what's coming, because most of the information, most people don't know what cryptocurrency is. They don't know. There are other coins besides Bitcoin, but let George talk about this.
Yeah.
George, help people to understand what's coming, because most of this information is not given to
you, Jane,
on a day-by-day basis.
Yes, I can hear you, George.
We have a free site that you have, which is Auto BTC Builder. We want to give them that site because they can go and sign up for free and get some great information about cryptocurrency, in particular Bitcoin and our company. Your site is, you want to give them that site, it's autobtcbuilder.com/sale/, and then it's your Q name. How do you spell your name of the movement?
As far as Billy would know that. What is that, Zuraya Quasar? Or Zuraya?
Yeah, that's what it is. Quasar.
Okay.
So
Quasar.
If you want to spell it's autobtcbuilder.com /sale, S-A-L-E, /Quasar. And if they go to that, they can sign up for free and start to read about and learn about this whole phenomenon. But let me digest it into 30 seconds. There are things happening in the forefront. You have a great movement. You're in the know. You know something that most of the population are not aware of. It took time, energy, and effort to kind of read through that. I can digest all of it down to this. Everything's at risk, but we have a company whereby you can join for less than $300. And instead of taking $16,000 and buying one Bitcoin, we can short out parlay that for under $300 to earn 5 to 12 Bitcoin in the next 3 to 6 months. Now, if you think about earning that much Bitcoin and having it around, we've just negated the risk. We brought the risk way down. So your risk is going to be under $300. You never have to spend more than that. And as we spread the word, we're selling an education course that takes them through everything we just talked about. And not only that, Jane, we have part of our company actually focuses on robotic traders. So we're going to teach you how to trade, not on the stock market, not in the Forex market, but in the cryptocurrency market, and take whatever Bitcoin you have and multiply it. That's what the rich do. So three things you've got. Number one, you're going to learn about what the cryptocurrency market is and why you need to pay attention. Number two, we're going to give you the tools by which you can actually educate others and make cryptocurrency, that is, make Bitcoin in the process. And number three, we're going to teach you how to multiply it. With that, Jane, people have lowered the risk, and they have a chance to actually accumulate some cryptocurrency. So,
are you there, Jane?
So what we want to do is this. We want to have a system by which, if everybody leaves this call, what they should know is this. There is a movement of arising that most people are not aware of called cryptocurrency or Bitcoin. It is not only a way to increase our wealth right now, but it's a way to protect ourselves in the future as to what money may do up and down. It's sort of like having gold. If people tell you you should have some gold, have some silver, have some diamonds, have some rubies, have some land, those are all assets that most people tell you we should have, especially for the future. Now we need to add to that cryptocurrency. And most people don't even know that's an asset they should acquire, Jane. And so this is what we're teaching them. Now, is that exciting?
Okay. That is exciting. I think for so there really is no risk. So let's say someone goes in and people, if they want to get involved, like to get a spot. Let's say they haven't invested yet, right? But they want to get a spot. So this is similar to MLM, is that correct?
This is not network marketing. It's not MLM. You might think there's some similarities. I don't have any problem with that.
Right.
But this is very much like when a person is selling real estate, and I'm a broker, then I hire other real estate people to come on my team, and they go out and sell the house. They list it and do whatever they have to do. They get a commission on the sale. I, the broker, also get a little piece. Insurance salesmen work the same way. This is on that model, not a network marketing model. It's a big difference. Now, let me just say this. You got that piece?
No, I didn't. I still don't understand that. I understand. Yeah, okay,
okay,
so you have a...
Listen,
so you could... Yeah, yes.
Let's talk about real estate just briefly. When
sure.
if I get my real estate license and I start selling real estate, yeah. right? When
correct.
I go and sell
right.
real estate,
right.
and I'm, yeah, but, okay, fine. Then what I can also do is get me an office, right? Then I can hire
right.
other real estate people to go out and start selling real estate. I'm the broker then when
sure.
I have the office.
Oh,
then,
okay. All right.
Then when they go out and sell the real estate, they get a commission, 6% or whatever they do, and
right,
I'll also
right,
get a little
right.
piece on what they do. That's how this has
right,
worked out.
Right.
Insurance is the same way.
Oh.
Insurance, as well, a car insurance, health insurance, all of them. When I'm
okay.
an insurance broker, then I hire other
right.
agents to go out and go sell
right.
and get the commission, and I get a little
okay.
piece because I have the office and I have the training for
got
them.
Got it. We got
That's
it.
The same
okay.
way this works. This works the same
okay.
way.
Okay, so. Okay,
and they
so
can,
if
by
I
way,
don't...
And by the way, wait a minute, what does this little piece... By the way, we're saying to people to go to the website that you have, which is your store, your office,
uh-huh.
and they can get a free
right.
they can get a free office by signing up today. A free office. It won't cost them one penny.
Right.
And then as they learn what's happening, then they might want to invest and get a piece of the action.
Oh.
Some Bitcoin.
Okay.
Without spending $16,000 or $18,000 for that Bitcoin, they can accumulate Bitcoin as they help other people to get their own little office, and then accumulate Bitcoin. And George is saying within a 6-month period of time, the average person, if they do a little bit outreach, can have 5 or 10 Bitcoins, which is you multiply that by, and you see what kind of money we are talking about. Do you understand where we're coming from? Just a
okay,
little bit.
Now I understand. Okay, so
okay.
I guess my other question in regards to that, so people can get a spot without putting any money down, right?
Not
but it's not
going to
be worth anything. Okay, so hey, George, so as far as you don't put any money down and you could just find get through your spot, now this is contingent basically. Is if you go ahead and buy or purchase a real estate company, I mean, you can't just sit there. You have to bring people in to interview them, and then they become your realtors, and then they go out and get, you know, they go and sell a house or whatever. So what happens I guess I can't just sit and, you know, I can buy a real estate I mean, let's say I go buy an office, but if I don't do anything, then it's going to be up to me. How do I make any money if I don't bring any other real estate members in?
Well, basically, there's two ways. One is that there is a passive way. There is no sponsorship requirement here. There's no have to get a real estate. But you need to be in with somebody that was moving and getting people in. Look, this is still a business. You get into real
okay.
estate so you can buy. Otherwise, you would just invest in Bitcoin directly. So we have a company that you can actually acquire Bitcoin by spreading the word, because to me it's an obligation, just like with your movement. Don't you feel it's an obligation to tell people what's going on? You're passionate
well, of
about
course.
That, right?
I mean, right. Well, yeah. So if I were to, compare, you know, Bitcoin versus gold, because everybody wants to buy gold. And obviously gold is, you got to carry it around with you, and there's a potential of, people taking it away or giving it away.
Yep.
In
yep.
this particular case, it's similar. So would you say that in terms of what's more lucrative at this point is the Bitcoin?
Yeah, I would, but let's go back to the first statement. Yeah, it is a thousand
sure.
times, but it's like anything else. You want to have various types of assets for the future. One just happens to be Bitcoin, and here's why. They can't steal it from you. It's one of the most secure assets you can have or have. It's not on your person. It's carried in the iCloud. It's in the internet space in what they call a bank. It's a cryptocurrency bank. It sits there, but you control
okay.
it. So they could beat you up. They can't get it. It's not on your person. It's all. If you lose your smartphone, it doesn't matter. It's all locked up. You just buy another one and in a few seconds, you're opening up running again. That's why it's so valuable. That's why so many people want it. For that reason, it's technology. We have a car because
okay.
it's faster than walking. You have
right,
cryptocurrency
right.
because it's faster and more secure than gold. So that's why I call it, Jane, it's basically gold on the internet. That's what it is.
Okay.
But it's not solid. It's internet money. So everybody should get it. So if you go to your site, which is, again, I'll spell
yes.
auto, B as in boy, T as in Tom, C as in Charlie, builder, builder.com/sale/, and then can you spell
Quasar.
The Quasar? Real, yeah,
yes,
spell it really quick.
Q. Q as in queen, U as in umbrella, A as in apple, Z as in zebra, A as in apple, R as in Robert, Quasar.
Or they can contact
so
you at the radio station, and we'll send them a link. But it's
okay.
free to sign up.
All right. So, okay. So here's the other
ahead.
Question. Yeah. So if people want to be able to, so okay. So you already see this as equal to or better than gold at this time. What happens if the electrical system goes down and then you can't? You know, I mean, power does go down. So you can't trade then, right?
No, if the power goes down, if the whole world went blank and you couldn't use computers or your smartphone, it would not be possible to really access
anyway.
It. So that, no, so you couldn't do anything anyways. And when it came up, it would come back up. So if that happens, that's why you need
okay.
some gold or some other means of things. So we're not saying you should take everything you own, sell it, and get Bitcoin. What we're telling you is that
okay.
in our opinion, you should spend some time, energy, money to acquire some, because
okay.
if things don't fall apart, it's probably the most valuable asset you could ever own. For this reason, think about this, Jane,
okay.
and I'm going to end with this. Gold, when I was growing up in the 60s, was $42 an ounce. Bitcoin has gone up a million times. That means if it was a similar rise in gold prices, that means 1 ounce of gold at $42 would be worth $42 million. Think about that.
Right.
1 ounce
mm-hmm.
of gold,
mm-hmm.
if it went through the same thing that this went through, it would be $42 million. How many ounces of gold would you have gotten in the 60s if I told you it was going to go to $42 million? A lot. Okay?
Exactly. Okay.
So that's
okay,
kind of
so,
what we're looking at. Go ahead.
Okay. I have another question. So, all right. So
sure.
you've convinced me that this is a way to be able to invest, and you could do it conservatively, however way you want to do it. Now we already know that there are Bitcoin companies that are out there. If people have already done some investigation, and some of them have plummeted to zero and they're out of business. How do we know that this is not what's going to happen here?
Well, you can't guarantee anything, but the owners of this company ran a similar company for over 6 years, and the only reason they slowed down is because they had problems with merchant accounts. If you understand how you grow a business internationally, you have to take money in. And to do that, you have to use merchant accounts. And merchant accounts, as you know, are oftentimes stolen, and you have a lot of fraud. He ran into a lot of fraud. One of the reasons cryptocurrency
okay.
is so valuable, you cannot break into it. There is no possibility of fraud. So I've known the owners for over 12 years. They're ethical. They're great people. And they pay you instantly. In other words, Jane, when you earn your income here, your commissions, through a simple two, which that's what Russell said, is a direct sales company, you get paid within 10 minutes. They don't hold your money. Once you get paid, you can take that money and put it directly in your cryptocurrency wallet so it's yours to do with as you want. That's one of the reasons you have security. Number two, you're only investing less than $300 or less than $1,000. You're not, you know, mortgaging
okay.
your house to get some Bitcoin. And number three, it's us. You know, so we're behind it as much
yes.
as possible. But there's
sure.
no guarantee in the world. But if everything
okay.
I see, it's the most solid, secure company I've found.
And you've been involved in this for how long, George?
I've been involved with it just 30 days. The company is 3 months old, but the former company
mm-hmm.
was over 6 years old. So the reason he changed
okay.
was two things. One, before he sold travel, now we're actually selling education about cryptocurrency and these robotic traders and the signaling. And number two is now we're taking Bitcoin in, Bitcoin out. So now we don't have the possibility of fraud.
Okay. All right. So I know this call is kind of a short call. You're giving us all kinds of information right now. So if people really wanted to get like a good bit of information, is there like a website that we can go to just so we can just kind of take a peek, get a little bit more education on it before we make a decision? Or would you recommend just people, you know, if you have a good idea about Bitcoin already, is just go ahead and get a spot, right? So that whatever the Bitcoin amount is presently, if you are, what do you call it? That is what you'll get as far as, you know, income. Or what would you suggest to people right now if they already know that they probably want to do it?
Well, I would give them your website again. And, Russell,
right,
you should have
right.
another website. Tell them you want to spell out the website again, or they can contact you. However, through by email
okay.
or by phone, and you can give them the website.
Okay.
Once they sign up for free,
okay.
they want to get some
right.
cryptocurrency, and I would recommend at least to come in at about $260 right now to get our first course. And if they just spread the word, they can easily over we have people doing this in the first day or two, they would earn three times that amount of money, approximately $900. With just two, they get two. So it's a very simple, straightforward system. And what they're doing is they're actually accumulating Bitcoin. So when you get two, they get two. You would earn, Jane, 0.0667 Bitcoin. That is almost $1,000. And they would get that as soon as they got the two, they get two. So we're going to move quickly. I think this is a great way for people to accumulate Bitcoin. And as they accumulate Bitcoin, they've now got a hedge against what happens in the future. But here's the thing.
Okay.
Right now, when Bitcoin is $15,000, if they use our system and they acquire, that is, you never have to go into your pocket and spend any more money than that $260
right.
or $1,000 ever. You would,
right.
you, and if it goes up to $100,000, you have just one Bitcoin. You just made yourself $85,000.
Uh-huh.
Think about that.
Okay. Okay. All right. So for those people that really want to start making some money on the side, especially for the holidays or, you know, for this interim period of time, everybody, because we're also waiting for the exchanges to occur, you know, from our point of view, that's supposed to be happening before the end of the month. But even if, you know, when that happens, that's great. In the meantime, this is going to be a currency for the future. So whether or not there's an RV, at least now you already understand exactly how Bitcoin works. You'll be able to even service and give more to the people. Once you also, if you're able to go ahead and participate in this, it's to your advantage. Is that correct, Dr. Russell Johnson?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You said it all. Listen, and life is like this. It's not if things will change. It's a, like, for instance, we can say we are all of us on the planet and we're doing well and most of us are feeling good and we're raising families and we're having a good life and eating well and all that. But it's not if things will change, it's when. All of us will leave this planet, whether you do go by ascension or whatever method you're going to leave here. Here's what I'm saying to you. It's not if we're going to have a crash in this economy. And I'm going to make the prediction, and you can hold me to it. 07, 08, 09 is coming back again. Look.
Well,
look,
yeah,
industry.
We do know that. Yeah.
Okay, I know you know that, but I'm saying they're going to close 40 Macy's stores next year. They're going to close 269 Walmart stores next year. They're going to close 40 Kmart stores next year. I got it all in front of me. These are going to close because things are going to change. And the money is going to change. The dollar that we use that's worth about 3 cents now, as contrast to 100% that it was in 1913, the fiat currency. And all the countries of the world are going to stop using stuff, and they're going to put it in the trash can, and they're going to depend on not just Bitcoin, but the other coins coming called the cybercurrencies, and he can talk about the other coins that are coming down the pike. So you didn't miss anything, but you got to catch up to speed and learn what's coming on. And I'm saying if you get Bitcoin, the future of money by Frisbee, it will help you. Bitcoin for Dummies is another one. And I got another one, Cryptocurrencies 101, How to Make a Fortune from Digital Currencies by James Arthur. But I'm saying there's so much you need to catch up on, and you need to get out of being, how can I say it, the muck and the mire of just languishing and watching Jerry Springer or Judge Judy, and speed up and catch up with what's coming up. The big boys know all this information. We are trying to bring it to you so you know that they are trained to come. That's all.
Absolutely.
That's all.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you so much for that information. Now, there's been a volume of information so far, and I know there will be a number of people that would like to be able to either talk with you again, Dr. Johnson, or with George or someone else, so we can get more of an information. I don't know if Jane would be able to kind of help us with that. So my feeling is that we probably would like to be able to do another call, like maybe in the very near future, if that's possible.
Well, of course, by all means.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is new. And it's a wee bit complicated for most people, but so was learning how to get on the internet. So was learning to use a PC.
Okay.
So and the people who they got away from the wall phone, and now you have iPhones. So we're going forward in the space of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, if anybody wants to call me, I'd be glad to answer any questions at any time.
Sure.
Anytime.
How about I do this if I can? If I can, I'd like to do a little short Q&A, George or Russell, if that's at all possible.
Yes, please. Yeah, go right ahead. Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and see if there all right, everybody. If you have a question, please press *6. For George or Russell. So I don't see any questions here. I think that was probably a volume of information that people have to digest.
A new person, they're overwhelmed. It's hard for them to believe all this stuff, but that's okay.
Exactly. So that's the reason why I think I'll wait for some of our people to kind of, you know, call us. And everybody knows our numbers. It's 719-428-9746 or 719-428-9713. And we'll take it from there. And we do want to thank both of you for being on our call for today. George, you're great. Russell, always fantastic. And thank you for this very special call. And we will be talking with you very, very soon. And I think that's it. No questions. No, there are no Q&A here, I think.
There happen to be one or two persons out there who are not quite overwhelmed, and they've heard something this cryptocurrency coming on and Bitcoin.
Oh, here.
And
I do have a one person who just, let me go ahead and open them up. Okay, hold on. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air? Yes.
Hello?
Oh. Hi. Yes. Tom?
Hey, this is Tom in Idaho.
Okay. You have Dr. Johnson and as well as George on the call. Do you have a question for either one of them?
This all sounds fine and beautiful and wonderful and everything, but I've already heard a rumor out of the bag that the Bitcoin will be obsolete before the end of 2017. Any comments?
Okay. But yeah, Tom, that's erroneous, bad information, and somebody's leading you down the primrose path, if you will, of being bankrupt, because it's not going to happen that way. It's here to stay, just like internet was here to stay when it started. The iPhones are here to stay when it started. The PC is here to stay when it started. It's not going anywhere. It's just beginning. And I know a lot of people have their own opinions, but the opinions are not worth a grain of salt if they don't do their homework. Google this stuff. Get books on this stuff. Study this stuff. For those people who want to stay in the dark, God love it. And I have a phrase. It says, I view with profound respect the infinite capacity of the human mind to resist the inroads of useful knowledge. And another way to say it is, no, I won't say it the other way, but people just want to stay in the dark and not come up to speed on what's going to happen. I can tell you something. The multi-billionaires, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Google all these people, Richard Branson, the people on Wall Street. They know it's coming. Big companies like I just mentioned, J.P. Morgan, all these people know it's coming, and they're preparing for this. But if the other people don't want to step up and catch up with this and get hit again with the downturn in the economy, which is going to happen, so your 401k will be a 101k. People are going to lose homes, cars, and their assets because they're not paying attention. That's okay. That's just the way it is.
Dr. Russell, I thank you for that. And
yes,
I totally
sir.
Stay away from the word if, a two-letter word if. I'm totally
yes,
on board with the word when, the four-letter word. And
that's a good word, sir.
So I say at this point in time, if you're right, this is not going to happen, what I'm saying. If you're wrong, it's a matter of when it's going to happen. So anyway, with that, I yield. I thank you for your information.
And I thank you for the question. I really appreciate it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tom. And okay. And, you know, this is something that you have to, everybody has to kind of, educate yourself on, and understand because it's also new for us. But again, we're looking, you will know individually if this is something that you want to participate in. Some of you already have been questioning it about whether how to do it and who to do it with, et cetera. So maybe this is the route for you to go. And the rest of the people, if you want to just kind of wait a little while, see what's happening, then that's also all right. Remember, it's your choice. It's whatever feels good for you. And all we can do right now from Dr. Russell Johnson's, and we know that Dr. Russell Johnson is very credible. George Hoagland, we know of him as well for several years already. Many others that we have worked with in the past already are doing this. So we're working with some very credible and they have the heart. They have, people's interest. Their best interest to bring this out to all of us. So I think we'll go with them. I have one more question here, I think, and then we can call it a day. Here's another question. Then let me go ahead and get Tom off the board here. And we have now a person, 352 ending in 6648. You have a question for Dr. Johnson or George? Hello?
I don't know how you got my number, but I don't have a question. But I think
right.
That's the number.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. Okay. I think that's – oh, no. Here we go. Here's the other one. Okay. I'm going to open up your line, 860 ending in 4642. Hello? You're on the line. And who is this? And where are you calling? Where are you –
I'm calling from Connecticut, and my name is Irena. I heard about Bitcoin, but my question is, I'm a little confused with the show today. I was expecting when we will be talking something about more alien and all that stuff. I didn't expect it will be more about that. That is completely
okay.
Me confused.
I apologize.
More information,
Well, no. If she's right, we can always do a program on aliens, and I think we need to do that. But I'm telling you that my sources who are very connected to the Palladians, the reptilians,
right.
To the Nordics, they say we are going to get hit and blindsided with a downturn in the economy that's going to be 10 times worse than what happened in 07, 08, 09. They know it's coming.
Things I know that happen. Too, but it's coming. But
all right. So don't you think preparation – wait a minute. Don't you think prior preparation prevents poor performance? Don't you think we need to prepare? Just in case? If you know it's coming,
why would we
stick our heads in the sand and ignore it?
Can I say
something? Why not prepare?
Else?
Hello?
Excuse me, doctor.
Okay,
can
yeah.
I say something?
Yes.
I think for 99.9% people, they're not going to be able to do it to protect themselves. The only people who will be able to protect themselves, rich people. And I want rich people out of the picture. I want that equality would be in this world. This is not the world we are, what I like. I don't like this world. We're constantly talking about materialistic stuff. Being having substance in this world doesn't count. Nobody cares about people with substance. Only cares who has what has. And we're talking. I understand that you're saying preparing yourself. Yeah, you can prepare yourself. If you have, but who will prepare themselves the best? Obviously, rich people. But people who are smart and substance, they don't count. They push them around in this world. So what's the point?
Let me address that. No, I agree with you. When you and I get together, we're going to start a new world, and we're going to eliminate all the need to have money for food, clothing, shelter, information, medical care, and transportation. And we're going to make sure all of those services free to anybody who's ever been born. But we didn't create this world. So be realistic. We're here now, and we got to address ourselves to the reality of what we're being, of how this thing operates. And so for people to put their heads in the sand and ignore the reality that it's going to come, what is that about?
I'm not ignoring reality. I just hate this reality. It's fake reality, and it's not for good people. So I understand. I didn't create that reality. Created people, negative people created, negative aliens created, and we need to pay price. How long we will be paying price for that?
Well, you're going to pay the price until we wake up and do something about it. That's it. That's all. That's end of story. We are responsible for our own destiny, economically, socially, politically, psychologically, socially. We've got to
change
things.
But most people asleep.
And you change things. But women, you change things by having a different mindset, because with the mind that can see, you can create and achieve anything that you want to do. We like Zora tells us that we are the gods of the universe, but yet we are on a plantation. We are locked in the labyrinth, the maze of being controlled. We are puppets of strength. Change that, and that's what we're talking about. We can use a methodology like this and begin to change it for the little people, so they don't lose their houses, they don't lose their cars, and they don't go bankrupt and be in the streets of America, if you will.
But
it's
I understand it's going to happen. I see that before anybody even was saying that. Because this world can exist the way it is. But you need to understand one more thing. We need to put so much energy for financial stuff to survive here. That energy should go for better use. Absolutely for better use. Right now, we're only trying to survive here.
Well, listen, the better use for me, if we get together, and I would like for you to call me, better use for you and me, is to make billions and billions and billions of dollars and help the people who are poor, who are destitute, who are homeless, who need medical care, who need transportation, and can't afford to do anything but die.
I see all of that. And it's bothering me every day.
Hundreds of trillions of dollars to help these people. You and I need to get together and do that.
I would like to do that.
Call me and let's do a program and stop talking. Let's implement some policies and programs.
Okay.
You want my number? You want my number?
Yes. 561-302-2588.
Again, 561-302-2588. One more time, 561-302-2588. Call me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sorry, doctor, I didn't hear last two numbers. 2588. And when you want to call me?
Anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I'll take your call.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Raina.
So I repeat your phone number.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I have another call. So thank you. We appreciate your feedback. We really do. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Jane.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, dear. Okay, we have one last call here.
I'm excited.
We have one
I'm
last
excited.
Call. Okay.
I'm
hey,
excited
to
talk to a person like that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, Dr. Russell, could you do me a favor? You kind of are cutting out once in a while.
I'm sorry.
Completely clear. That's okay. We have another call here, and this individual is 407 ending in 9191.
Next time I'll just call on my home line rather than a cell phone. But go ahead.
Okay, that's okay. So here's 407 ending in 9191. You are on the call with Dr. Johnson and George.
Hello. This is Beverly in Florida.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, okay, Beverly. Beverly.
Hello.
Yes.
This is very overwhelming, and I think maybe it would be better if you could put the information on the site so that I could look at it and understand it better, like the
absolutely.
Websites
I plan on
and
doing
the books.
That. Yes,
okay.
I will do that.
That
I
would
will
be...
do that on right. I appreciate that. You have any questions
I'm
at all presently for Dr. Johnson?
No, I think
or
it's
George.
Overwhelming, but
it
I
is.
Have to
I
under- suggest
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. Sure.
And keep an open mind.
Absolutely.
It,
I think that's
a
very,
lot of
very key, having an open mind. It is. Okay. All right, everyone. I think we have everything covered. So,
George might have a comment.
We'll go ahead.
George, are
sure.
you still there? George?
Yeah, I'm still here, Russell. No, I think the comment
yeah,
is
do you have any comment as we close? Because
yeah.
people, I know it's overwhelming. It's a lot of information to take, especially if it's the first time out. And they could be overwhelmed a bit, and that's just the way it is. But we got to help them to really understand the basis of what we're talking about. But go ahead. You want to close it out for us, or George? Appreciate it.
No, I think that the whole – that last caller had a great point. We need to put this on a website. So if we can put it on the radio website, that would be great because it is a lot of information. I think the gist is that there is a movement happening that we need to avail ourselves of, and I think that – you know, I applaud the radio show and for you, Jane, and for you, Dr. Russell, to get the word out there. It's something people can investigate on their own. There's no arm twisting. It's just we're so passionate about what's happening. So hopefully we can get that up on the website. People can read it. But the gist of this, there's a movement abroad to earn that Bitcoin is a new type of currency on the world market. It is headed up from what everybody that I've looked at and Dr. Russell's talked about, Russell Johnson's talked about, there's some information going up. You rarely see anything that has this much backing to it in terms of the number of people telling us it's going to go up. And if it goes up that fast, not to get some of it would be, I think, a mistake. So people need to investigate. So get back on the radio show website. We'll put a link up. Read about it, and we're happy if you can call Dr. Johnson or the radio show or you, Jane. We'll answer your questions, but there's a lot they can learn on their own. So it's an exciting time.
Absolutely.
It's an exciting thing. It's something people don't want to miss. That's my final comment.
Thank you. Thank you so much, George. Thank you again, Dr. Russell Johnson. This was a big surprise, a little bit overwhelming for a lot of people, but, you know, we have surprises every day. And we'll just take it from here. I'll get all of that information out to people. And we will talk with you soon. And we thank you both so much for being on our call today. Much love to everyone, and have yourselves a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All righty.
Bye now.